Dr. D'Souza getting on Susan Cadogan. Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Susan. Cadogan is C-A-D-O-G-A-N, C as in cat, D as in dog. C-A-D-O-G-A-N, Cadogan. Date of birth is 5/31/51. Date of visit is 10/16/24. Please make a copy for Haroldo Melo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Melo, M-E-L-O. Next paragraph, dear Haroldo, thank you for sending Susan Cadogan for pulmonary evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a ...73-year-old female who had an episode of COVID-19 infection in late 2022, has had a persistent cough since then, and has been treated with cough suppressants and antibiotics period. The patient has had no recent chest x-ray, but her x-ray of the chest done in December 22 showed no significant infiltrates. Period. The patient states a cough is non-productive and she has some tightness in her chest, but denies any wheezing, denies sinus disease or postnasal drip. Over the past 2 months, she has had fewer episodes of cough. And she has not required any cough suppressants, period. Next, paragraph, past history has included history for ancestry has included history for COVID-19 infection in December 22, history of tympanoplasty in 1973, tubal ligation 1980, a history of breast cancer and lumpectomy in 2019, and history of hypertension for about 6 years, and history for hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph, habits, patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother also died of a heart attack at age 62. Next paragraph. Medalist included atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, azithromycin 10 milligrams daily, losartan 50 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, and Synthroid 100 micrograms daily. Next, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss, and denies double vision or cataracts. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds. And she has no wheezing or hay fever. She has persistent cough and occasional episodes of dyspnea. No abdominal pains, but has reflux and heartburn. She has no diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. Denies. She has easy bruising. She denies joint pains or muscle aches. Denies headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities or blackouts. And she does have itchiness of her skin. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, icterus, cyanosis, or superficial edema, no lymphadenopathy, blood pressure 128/70, pulse 62, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 157, saturation 91. HEND and non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft to be so that mass is no again or megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex on the one plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic cough. Reactive airway disease. Number two is... history of COVID-19 infection. Number three is hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. And number five is hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC CMP IgE level. Also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, for shortness of breath. And guaifenesin syrup, 10 cc, TIDPRN. And a follow-up visit we arranged here approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo, M.D. Geraldo, H.A.R.O. Melo, M.E.L. M.D. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.